Hey, what's going on, gang? I hope you all are enjoying this episode. I wanted to take a quick moment to go ahead and shout out one of our new sponsors, and then we can get right back to leveling up. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? I know when I first started off, I had a lot of questions like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps so people can listen? Better yet, how do I get paid from my podcast? And the answer to every single one of those questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now, reading this ad. I've been able to build my brand and make connections with celebrities, entrepreneurs, and influencers across the world and obtain a top 20 business podcast. So if you ever wanted to start a podcast and make money from doing it, simply go to anchor.fm/start and join me and the rest of the community as we grow our brands. You can connect with me on there at Level Up Daily as I'll be giving away all my secrets to becoming a top 20 business podcast. Now let's get back to leveling up.
Are you ready?
Level Up Daily,
the hottest podcast for self-growth.
With interviews from the hottest celebrities.
Controller, level me up. Controller, level me up, yeah.
Now, your host, DeAndre Evans.
Controller, level me up. Controller, level me up, yeah.
It's time to level up.
Now level up.
What's up, ladies and G's? Much love to those returning. And shout out for those tuning in for the first time. I hope you all had a great weekend, man, and enjoyed yourselves and took time out to hang with family and friends and made that connection with your loved ones and just spent that quality time. And I know I had a ball, especially this weekend. Like, it went exactly like this. It went work, 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 play. Right? Like, it went exactly like that. But no, all the seriousness, though, I had a great time this weekend. You know, I had a ball. I had connected with a lot of listeners, actually, within the Michigan-Detroit area who came out to the event Skip Fridays that I actually host every Friday. And you guys came out, show love, man. I just had to take time out to recognize you individuals and just say thank you so much for doing so. I had a ball. I hope you had a great time. I know we had some celebrities out there at that event, and I hope you guys had a chance to, you know, connect with some new people as well. So much love to you guys. I greatly appreciate that love and support. But with that being said, right, it's time to do what we do best. It's time to level up and bring some insight to the station and grow this podcast and platform to an entirely new level, right? Like, I imagine Level Up Daily being one of the world's best podcast stations when it comes to self-development and self-awareness. Like, I imagine a station to help millions of people across the world, help bring clarity to those who seek guidance within their lives. Like, I'm speaking this into existence because I believe it will happen. I believe I can make a difference in this world. Like, I know I can't be the only one, right? Like, I can just feel it. I'm pretty sure you feel like that towards a certain passion, a certain belief that you're into, right? Which brings me to the topic of today, which is the power of imagination. See, imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. It is the one main factor that helps determine your life. Like, because of it, you know, if you really think about it, everything you have in this world today, someone imagined it. Like, someone was on the phone, right? And the phone was connected to a wall, and it was a cord, and they were just like, dang, man, I wish I can just go outside with this phone. And now we all have cell phones. Somebody got tired of riding around in the wagon back in the day and imagined, hey, I wish these wheels can just move by themselves. Now we got cars, right? And then people got tired of the, you know, the cars and driving from New York to LA. They was like, man, we need something else. Like, we need some more options here. And they was like, well, now, look, we can fly. See, the real life, the one God has in store for you, right, is within your imagination. It is not in your current situation or your current paycheck. And if you're currently living like that, right, and you're just restricting yourself to a commonality that is simply not yours, what God really has in store for you is within your imagination. Your imagination is actually God showing you a preview of a coming attraction that he has for you. The moment you don't believe your imagination, you negate what he has for you. Imagination is the evidence of things not seen, because can't nobody see it but you. But the problem is, you keep telling your imagination to the wrong people. See, if you want to kill a big dream, right, like a real, real big dream that you guys have, just go off and tell a small-minded person. And let's be real. How many times have you had a great idea, right? Like an idea that you felt like was the one, right? And you went out and you told your loved ones and your so-called friends and they shot it down. Like you thought this idea was the one, like the one that was going to change everybody's life. Like you thought this was it. But guess what happened? You took time out to actually believe what your loved ones and so-called friends said, that you didn't even listen to yourself. And also you negated from the fact that God has his own plans for you. You believe them, right? More than you believe yourself. You let them talk you out of what God has planned for you. And some of you who are listening right now with ambition of, you know, open up a business one day, but are too scared of starting a business because you have a job and you have bills. Listen, rich people have bills. Poor people have bills. Everybody has bills. Hell, I got bills right now that are due today, right? Stop stopping something great from happening because of an excuse. You have to understand that the real life is within your imagination. What I'm sharing with you are things that you can simply apply today. You can start this right now. It's never too late, right? Just start believing it in yourself. I don't care if you're 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. You have time to make great things happen. As long as God is waking you up in the morning, that's a sign that he is not through with you yet, right? You have not because you ask not. That was one of the smallest scriptures that I've read ever in my life that holds so much value. See, if you up your ask, then he has to up his give. Stop asking him to help you make rent this month. Why not ask him for a mortgage instead, right? Stop asking God if he can just help you fix your car so you can get to work on time. Why not just ask him for a new car? Yeah, you know, the one you really want, right? That new Jag or that new BM, you know, or that new Maserati or that new Porsche, whatever it is, right? Because you know for a fact that cars come out on the lot every single day, right? So why not ask for a new car that doesn't need any work done, right? Leave that old raggedy-ass car alone. Just let it go. You just simply have to begin to up your ass so he can up his give. You have to speak up and take action on the things you believe in the most. And listen when I tell you that you don't need a degree to do this, ladies and gentlemen. Like, you don't. And you don't need money to do this either. Like, it's free. Everything I ask God for, he has given to me. And everything I don't have right now, I know it's on the way. I have no doubt about it. I just know. And see, the most important thing in the world is not education. It's your imagination. God gives us these dreams for a reason. So what are you afraid of? Why would you not take that leap and just go for it? Because you know you're going to die anyway, right? Why would you not go see what God really has in store for you before you leave this world? Why would you hang around to a job that you really hate and you can't wait to get away from? And see, here's the thing with a job, right? And I'm just being honest. If you're leaving paycheck to paycheck, right? If you're just living paycheck to paycheck right now and you retire, they are only going to give you 1/3 of what you can't live on right now. They might give you a gold watch and a turkey, right? And set you on your pasture. But if I was you, before I leave this world, man, I go see what God really has in store for me. Just take the chance. And here's why I say take the chance. Name me one time God has not come through for you. And see, I can sit up here on this podcast right now, and I know for a fact that he came through for all of us. And the reason why I can say that is because, for one, you're tuning into this podcast right now. If you're still waking up every day, that means you have more to offer and he has more in store for you. So why not go see what that is? Because at the end of the day, you only get one life, right? So you have to ask yourself, do you believe enough to ask for what you really deserve? Or are you too afraid to ask because you don't believe you deserve it? Hey, what's going on, guys? Tuning back into the podcast. Per usual, Much love to everybody who's been showing love since day one. And if this is your first time tuning in to the episode and podcast Level Up Daily, I greatly appreciate you for doing so. Hopefully, I was able to bring enough value to you and help change your perspective, especially on today's topic regarding imagination. So if you guys enjoyed this, if you love this segment, feel free to subscribe, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or any other major podcast platforms. Leave a rating review and tell me what you guys thought, as your opinions and thoughts are my oxygen. So with that being said, I greatly appreciate all of you for tuning in and rocking with me. But I do want to mention that I have some cool stuff coming up, especially this week on Friday and Monday. You do not want to miss it. If you're not following me currently on Instagram, because that's like my home, like everybody who's been rocking with me since day one knows that Dre lives on Instagram. Like, that's his house, right? So if you're not doing something, you want to rock with me, you want to check out what's coming up this week and stay notified, definitely do so. You can follow me at DeAndre_Evans. That's DeAndre underscore EVANS. Just hit the turn on post notifications, both story mode and regular feed. You don't want to miss it. I'm putting out some hints here. All I'm going to say is we all going to be leveling up together. That's the only hit I can give you guys. I can't give you no more than that, but definitely stay tuned. I promise you, you don't want to miss it. So with that being said, until next time, guys, much love, peace, and blessings.